From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of, you.
This is information the world needs to know.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you. Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
From the sun, white sandy beaches, palm trees, and pina coladas in the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area in the state of Florida on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico.
Got the sun on my shoulders and my toes in the sand, just dreaming, sitting.
This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 17th of November, 2014.
You have an incoming transmission.
The revolution will not be televised.
The voice of news information has six.
The purpose of this program is to bring vital news.
Welcome. I'm your host, Mark Skogman. Associate producer and occasional co-host Terry Weeks is not here tonight for this program because she is an occasional co-host and this is one of her programs that she's off. So I'm not with associate producer and occasional co-host Terry Weeks this evening. But Spectrum 360 continues on Spectrum 360 in this edition. Well, this edition of Spectrum 360 is going to be more varied than the average typical Spectrum 360. We're going to have more music tonight than we do on the typical Spectrum 360 program. Okay, segment one. It rained a lot today in the Tampa Bay area, and due to the weather, I'm going to do a weather-related song. And that's going to be the artist, the musician Eric Clapton. It's going to be, the song is Let It Rain. Going to have a little rain music for the rainy day. Segment two. It's going to be a segment pre-recorded from the HBO television program Real Time with Bill Maher. Once again, Bill Maher was very accurate and very funny on his last Real Time program. And we have a short segment from last Friday's program. That was Friday the 14th of November 2014, in which he discussed voting. It was from the New Rules segment of that program. That program also, just coincidentally, had a broadcast of a remote satellite interview that Bill Maher did with U.S. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. And Rand Paul was a, Some of his answers to Bill Maher's questions were surprising and very interesting. You should check that out on HBO. But we have the segment from New Rules regarding voting tonight. It was interesting to note that on the program previous to this, which is Revolutionary Road, hosted by Bruce Wright and others, Bruce Wright chose this evening to include a segment of Russell Brand speaking on a program called Guardian Live. Guardian is, of course, the newspaper, the Guardian newspaper in Britain, and they were instrumental in breaking the breaking story of Edward Snowden when that first started. So that's interesting to note. He was on that program. Now, Bill Maher directly addresses some of the positions that Russell Brand takes on that program. So that'll be in the Real Talk segment. Interesting. And then segment three. We are going to talk about the new film that's being released this coming Friday, this week on Friday. It's called Food Chains. It's executive produced by Eva Longoria, the actress, and Eric Schlosser, who's an author and has obviously gotten involved in filmmaking as well, has testified before Congress. He was the author of Fast Food Nation. I believe he was also involved in some other documentary films as well. So that is happening this Friday. We'll have information about that. Very interesting. The website is foodchainsfilm.com. And that's regarding the film. Here's a preview of what Bill Maher had to say, and it's coming up in this coming up segment on Spectrum 360.
Cap on our religious discussion, and finally, new rule: instead of giving an "I voted" sticker to the people who did vote, let's make the people who didn't vote wear one that says "I couldn't be bothered."
Also, here's a preview of Food Chains.
We know our economy is stronger when we reward an honest day's work with honest wages. Let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full-time should have to live in poverty.
Also, after that, segment four, we are going to talk about and have coverage of the new HBO video series called Sonic Highways. Now, that's a very interesting project by Dave Grohl, who is the leader of the band Foo Fighters. And it is about his band recording their latest album in various studios across the country. And then also the studios themselves and the cities they're located in and the musical subcultures in these major cities that they visit. It's an excellent, excellent documentary video series on, excuse me, on American music. One of the best I've ever seen. Surprisingly good. Just like Dave Grohl after Kurt Cobain died and, of course, Nirvana, the band Nirvana ended. Dave Grohl started, well, he switched from drums to guitar and then started the Foo Fighters band. That was an accomplishment in itself, and now he's done this great documentary series. So we're going to have information about that as well to wrap up the program. We're going to throw in some music occasionally here to blend it all together. Here's a preview of the Sonic Highway.
It's great.
It all started with the idea of recording at different studios all over the country.
Hello, Chicago.
Welcome to the Big Easy.
Working with different musicians.
Punk just seemed kind of a joke to me. Until we've seen the Bad Brains, we decided, like, we're going to do this.
Producers and studio owners.
I'm very pleased that we were able to make a studio that has survived for all the people that I consider my brothers.
You can tie all of these people and places together with these sonic highways.
The first question I always ask.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's a very good series on HBO. I have to say, I've really enjoyed that a lot. Amazingly good.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
Before we get to our main segment, our number one major segment, I want to just briefly stop and say that last week on Tuesday, which was 2014, November 11th, that Tuesday, that was Veterans Day, there was a concert called the Concert for Valor, and the song Fortunate Son, originally done, written by Tom Fogerty and performed by Creedence Clearwater Revival, was performed at that concert. And I understand there was some controversy about that. So we want to play the song in its entirety here for you so you can listen to the lyrics and decide for yourself whether it was appropriate to play on the Concert for Valor. I tend to think yes, because when you're in the military, there's a lot of difficult challenges, and it's not all positive. It's not all fun, and it can be very, very difficult. And that's what is being expressed in this song. So here you go. Listen for yourself to the lyric of Fortunate Son. This is the original Creedence Clearwater Revival version. Oh, that's a great song. That is, it was written by Tom Fogerty, who was the leader of the Creedence Clearwater Revival band in the 70s. And that was the song Fortunate Son. Great lyric, great song. And that was played at the Concert for Valor last Tuesday on 11 November 2014. So make up your own mind on that. I love the song myself. And I think it's a very truthful and blunt song and probably appropriate for that event. Contrary to what some other people thought. Okay, I also like to play in honor of the weather today in the Tampa Bay area and all the rain we got. I'd like to play a rain song. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I'm finally going to do it. This is Eric Clapton, the musician Eric Clapton, and this is the song Let It Rain. We'll play that, and then we'll go right into that segment from Real Time with Bill Maher right after this.
Let it rain, rain, rain. My life was
And that ends the song. That's Eric Clapton, Let It Rain from the 70s. Great song. And appropriate for the weather we had today in Tampa Bay. We had a lot of rain today. Cooled the air off. It was actually a beautiful day, even though it rained. And we need the rain, so I was happy for it. And it was great. And it inspired me to play that song. Okay, on to the next segment. And that is from Real Time with Bill Maher. This is pre-recorded from last week. Friday, 14 November 2014. This is about voting and Bill Maher's take on it.
Cap on our religious discussion and finally, new rule. Instead of giving an I voted sticker to the people who did vote, let's make the people who didn't vote wear one that says, I couldn't be bothered. A And then let's stop patting ourselves on the back for doing something we're supposed to do anyway. I voted. It's like wearing a sticker that says, I feed my dog. I flush after using the toilet. I keep my clothes on at the playground. Now, the election we held last week had the lowest turnout since 1942, when many Americans didn't make it to the polls because they'd been captured by the Japanese. And before you say voting should be easier in America, I agree. Things would definitely be better if there were laws that made Election Day a holiday, that allowed you to vote online, allowed you to vote without a picture ID. But you know how you get those laws? By voting. Russell Brand is in the news. He's a funny guy, but he just wrote a book that's more laughable, where he tells young people not to vote because the system is so awful and so dirty that the only solution is to bring it down. Not by violence, but not by voting either. No, by some sort of spiritual awakening. Fine, you know what? Don't vote, but don't dress it up as something noble or sophisticated. The fake excuses offend me. Like, politicians, they're all the same. No, you're thinking of the Lord of the Rings movies. Or, it doesn't matter who wins. Well, in Florida last Tuesday, the Democrat lost the race for governor by 66,000 votes, and if he'd won, 700,000 poor Floridians would have gotten health insurance under the Obamacare Medicaid expansion that Republican governors block. So it would have mattered to them. And where did Americans get this idea that you shouldn't be expected to vote if there aren't candidates who excite you and energize your base? It's an election, not your taint. It's not a movie where you stay home if the trailer doesn't grab you. I'm so sorry you weren't inspired this time, that the candidates lacked charisma, but it's always been thus. And people used to just man up about it. You know, in 1964, almost two-thirds came out to pick between Johnson and Goldwater. And I don't want to say these two lack charisma, but those pictures are in color. But, you know, to me, the most annoying excuse for not voting, well, Obama didn't deliver on its promises. You sure about that? Maybe they just didn't cover it on TMZ. And anyway, the choice was never between the perfect Obama in your head and the real one who came to Washington. It's between the real one and the two guys who desperately wanted to beat him so they could stamp America in their image. So for those of you who think voting doesn't matter, let's imagine the alternative reality where Obama lost both times and the country for the last 6 years has been run by his rivals. In fact, for the purposes of our little fantasy, let's merge them and describe the country under President Mitt McCain. Under President Mitt McCain, the stimulus package never happened, and the auto industry was allowed to die. So we're now suffering through the sixth year of Great Depression 2 in 3D. Instead of Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan on the Supreme Court, we have Paula Deen and Joe the Plumber. And the nearest abortion clinic is in London. The Attorney General is Dick Cheney's head. President Mitt McCain has halted all work on renewable energy, but we have built a $1 trillion coal-powered electrified fence on the border to keep out the one Mexican who still wants to get here. Homeland Security Czar Ted Cruz has deported all 12 million illegals, so now we have no fruit. Now do you see voting makes a difference? How close to home do we have to get? There's no fruit, no jobs, your girlfriend is having a baby you don't want, you have no health insurance, and your tap water is on fire. But... but keep telling yourself that because politics is dirty, so very dirty, that you, precious, by not voting or informing yourself or participating in any way, are clean. Yeah, that's it. You've kept yourself pure because you haven't gotten your hands sullied by the gutter that is American politics. Well, you can keep telling yourself that, but the truth is, if your hands aren't dirty, it's not because you're pure. It's because you're not helping.
Yep.
All right, that's our show. I'll be at the Thalia Maher Hall in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, that was the segment from Friday, the 14th of November, 2014, from the HBO video program, Real Time, Bill Maher, of course, hosted by Bill Maher. And he does that new roles segment at the last 10 minutes of the program, and he has some very, really good rants on that program, and occasionally... we do edit those out and play them here. This is the second time in a row, two programs in a row we've done that, because it's just been, he's been so good recently. That was very good.
Yeah, you know, we ain't talking alone. Who's listening? But I don't really know. But you better tell the SIS to keep out of sight, because I know they're taking pictures on me ultraviolet light. Yeah, but these days, it's all secrecy, no privacy.
Spectrum 360 with Mark Scoglin.
Okay, on to segment two. Segment two is about the Coalition of Mockley Workers and the new film, Food Chains. Now, notification of full disclosure, I've been involved in supporting the Coalition of Immokalee Workers for at least 5 years. Actually longer than that. And I've supported them in various ways. I've demonstrated with them. I've walked with them. I've gone to major events and supported them. And I support the films that they direct people to watch, such as Chavez earlier this year. And also this new film, Food Chains. And this is a little bit of information about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. They've been amazingly successful in their campaigns. And they've been just amazing citizens, amazing people because of that in other ways as well. So this is a little information about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. It's a worker-based human rights organization responsible for the creation of internationally recognized the Fair Food Program, FFP. The FFP is an historic partnership among farm workers, Florida tomato growers, and $12 billion tomato retailers. By committing to the FFP, participating retailers require more humane labor standards from their suppliers, agree to purchase exclusively from those who meet these higher standards, and pay a penny per pound premium, which is passed down through the supply chain and paid out to workers by their employers. The FFP, or Fair Food Program, was heralded in the Washington Post as one of the great human rights success stories of our day. Their website is www.ciw-online.org. Again, that's www.ciw, that's as in Coalition of Immokalee Workers, -online.org. Now, it's a good website. It's got a lot of good information on it. And the Coalition of Immokalee Workers has made major agreements with very large corporations. They've been very successful. It's so cool. They made an agreement, came to an agreement with Taco Bell and other large retailers. Walmart was a recent one, and many others. But one exception is the Publix supermarket chain in the state of Florida. Come on, Publix. You're the tail end of the pack on this one, and you need to get your act together. So that's the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Now, about the film Food Chains. Food Chains exposes the abuse of farm workers within the U.S. and the complicity of public supermarkets in its five-year refusal to join the CIW's proven solution to that abuse. There is more interest in food these days than ever, yet there is very little interest in the hands that pick it, farm workers. Food Chains reveals the human cost in our food supply and the complicity of large buyers of produce like fast food and supermarkets. And the fast food restaurants is what they're referring to there. The narrative of the film focuses on an intrepid and highly lauded group of tomato pickers from Southwest Florida, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, the CIW, who are revolutionizing farm labor. Their story is one of hope and promise for the triumph of morality over corporate greed to ensure a dignified life for farm workers and a more humane, transparent food chain. Now, despite these transformative gains, corporations like Publix have refused to join the CIW's Fair Food Program and recognize their complicity in the abuses happening in their supply chains. Food Chains will be released nationwide November 21st. The film's executive producers include Eva Longoria and Eric Schlosser. Again, the website is www.foodchainsfilm.com. On the website, there's a trailer that you can watch. And we have the film preview audio for you to listen to now so that you can hear and see what is going on with this controversial issue. It's great. And listen to it for about 3.5 minutes. Thank you.
We know our economy is stronger when we reward an honest day's work with honest wages. Let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full-time should have to live in poverty.
Everybody should be concerned with where our food comes from and who picks it.
To live hungry while you are working, that's not a dignified way of living.
The defendants have been accused of beating them, locking them inside trailers, chaining them to a pole. These abuses are un-American, they are unacceptable, and they must stop.
The history of farm labor in the United States is a history of exploitation.
These people have suffered tremendously and grown much more slowly economically than any other segment of our society.
If we cannot win this fight, we have lost the soul of America.
I think the entire supermarket business goes out of its way so that you're not reminded of where your food came from.
If you want to make change, you need to look at the people at the very top.
We became a little problem for the big corporations.
Farm workers in Florida place the responsibility of fair wages and conditions for workers on the big buyers of tomatoes rather than the farmers.
What we want is to establish change.
I still believe agriculture is the backbone of America. You've got to pay attention to the labor force.
Most people have no idea that they're connected to this system every time they buy fresh fruits and vegetables. If a handful of companies decided that they wanted to eliminate poverty among farm workers, it could happen very, very quickly.
Okay, wasn't that great? The film preview audio started with President Obama, and you heard Eric Schlosser there talking about and calling for the end of this virtual human slavery in the United States. Now, I'd like to make a couple brief points about that. This is supposed to be a moral nation, a majority Christian nation, but we also have people of the Jewish faith, people of the Muslim faith, Islamic-believing people, Buddhists, Native Americans, pagans, a lot of different religions, Mormonism. There are Mormons in this country, many, many religions. Now, I think all of these religions have in common the golden rule. And what is the golden rule? You treat other people the way you want to be treated. And it was Jesus that said in the Bible, Whatever you do onto the least of these, you do onto me. Really? Would we be treating Jesus in this way in Immokalee? In the way that these large corporations and these growers have treated these workers? I would say absolutely not. Of course, this is the planet that when Jesus came, his first life on earth, he was crucified and killed. So maybe not. But remember, whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. And we are supposed to be treating other people as we want to be treated. That's why I support the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. And I'm going to go see the film Food Chains. Now, I'll be out of this area when it premieres because I'm going to be traveling to Columbus, Georgia. I'm going to go to the next door state to Columbus to the Fort Benning Army Base and participate in the School of America's Watch. Now, that's SOAW.org. I'll be speaking a little bit more about that in a moment. But that is happening this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This coming weekend of this week. So that's coming up November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Very important event. I'll be reporting from there. We'll have segments on next week's Spectrum 360 directly from the School of America's Watch action at the gates of the main gates of Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia. Now, the way that relates to food chains is that's another issue. That's another effort, another campaign that's about justice. Now, here's some information about Food Chains. It's going to premiere at the AMC Veterans 24 Theater. I believe my information is it's opening in narrow release soon on Friday in about 10 theaters in the country. We're fortunate in the Tampa Bay area to have one theater here that is going to play it. And that's the AMC Veterans 24. That's 9302 Anderson Road in Tampa, Florida. It's right next to the Veterans Expressway. I believe that's Hillsborough County. Zip code is 33634. And it premieres Friday, November 21st at 8 p.m. I believe from then on it's playing from 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. every day until Thanksgiving Day. That's my information now. I could be wrong on that. And they will definitely be making decisions as to how many times to screen the film as they see what the attendance is at the theater, of course. So, remember, it's 9302 Anderson Road. That's the AMC Veterans 24 Theater. Friday, November 21st and Saturday, November 22nd. There'll be 3 and 8 p.m. showings. Tickets are available at bit.ly/TampaFCTix, T-I-X. So that's Food Chains. Support the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and go see Food Chains. I will be seeing it once I get back into town, probably next week on Tuesday. I believe it's going to be playing until Thursday. That's my information. The flyer that I have says Friday and Saturday because they're concentrating on those screenings, but I believe it's going to go longer than that. So, okay. That's great. That's Food Chains. Now, on to the next issue here. Well, I want to speak just briefly about the School of America's Watch. Now, the next state north of Florida is Georgia, of course. And in Georgia, there's a city called Columbus, Georgia. It's on the western border. It's in western Georgia on the border with Alabama, right across from Phenix City, Alabama. And located just south of the city of Columbus is the huge United States Army base, Fort Benning. Very famous Army base. And decades ago in Panama, there was a school that was started by the United States government that trained foreign government officials. We're talking about police, military, high-level officials. And they went through this school called the School of Americas. Now, the name of it has been changed to the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, or WINSEC is the acronym for that school. It's now based It was moved from Panama decades ago and is now based at the Fort Benning Army Base in Columbus, Georgia. Now, this school, its nickname is the School of Assassins, because what these people do, once they receive this training with American taxpayer dollars, and there have been multiple scandals related to that as well that we've discovered over the years, what they do with this training is they go back to their countries in Central and South America, and they oppress, and they harass, and they beat, and they murder their own people. They oppress their own populations. This is not democratic. We're not exporting democracy when our tax dollars are used to support a school that then exports this type of behavior and this type of conduct and trains people to do it and sends them back to their foreign countries in Central and South America to commit these kind of acts. So there was a Catholic priest by the name of Father Roy Bourgeois, and approximately 20 years ago, he recognized how wrong this was. He had lived in Bolivia as a missionary during the administration of the dictator Hugo Bonzer, who was a terrible dictator in Bolivia. And he found out what was happening at the business end of the graduates of the School of Americas, or WINSEC as it's now called. So he started a demonstration against the School of Americas at the gates of the Fort Benning Army Base. The first demonstration, and there was about 30 people, from what I understand, or between 3 and 30 people. I don't remember the exact number anymore. And there was a fast that was held at the Army base for 30 days at the gates of the base. That's how strongly Father Roy Bourgeois, who's the founder of SOA Watch, felt about what was happening. The next year, there was about 100 people. The next year after that, there was about 1,000 people. And a few years ago, there were approximately 20,000 people in Columbus, Georgia, at the gates of Fort Benning Army Base, protesting the School of Americas, or School of Assassins, as we informally nickname it, the School of Assassins. There is a week-long series of events. Most of them are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's very dramatic. It's very moving. And if you attend, it's like nothing you've ever seen in terms of political demonstrations against violence and for justice. It's just amazing. Very emotional. It culminates Sunday with what's called the Presente, where there is a funeral dirge that's done from the stage with music. And there's Gregorian chant. And we chant the names of the victims of the School of Americas, graduates that have died, that have been tortured, that have been killed, that have been murdered, that have been raped by the graduates of the School of Americas. And we remember their names. And every time we remember the name, we say presente in Spanish, which means we consider them present by saying their name. And we hold up a white cross in their honor. This goes on for hours. And there's a procession. Their people go to this chain link fence that's built every year for this demonstration that closes off the army base at the main gate, the main entrance, and people put the white crosses into the fence until the chain link fence that is blocking the army base during the demonstration, so people cannot cross onto the army base, it's covered with white crosses. And there's people from all over the country that come, youth groups, many church groups, university groups, individuals, veterans for peace. So there's peace groups, there's social justice groups, Catholic groups. This was, remember, this was started by a Catholic priest. Just a wonderful event. It's one of the most moving things I've ever witnessed and ever attended and participated in. I highly recommend it. The website is www.soaw.org. That's soawatch.org. Father Roy Bourgeois is the founder. Just a very, very moving thing to attend. Very important effort, because we don't want to have our tax dollars wasted on anti-democracy efforts that don't represent our values. That's stupid, and it's wrong, and it's counterproductive. And we've seen the results of this in these foreign countries in Central and South America. There's a great film that's narrated by Juan Gonzalez, who's the co-host with Amy Goodman of Democracy Now, a public radio program called Harvest of Empire. I highly recommend it. Watch that film, and you'll know what the results of institutions like the School of Americas, or now WINSEC, or Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, has been on the people in these countries and on our country. It's a huge effort to stop it. We're almost there. We've come within just a few votes in Congress of revoking the funding so that the school would close. And soon we hope to have this completed. It's been an over 20-year struggle now, and it's a great event. So please check that out. Okay, on to the last segment. And that's about the new HBO video series, which is Sonic Highways. And what happened was Dave Grohl, the the drummer for the band Nirvana 20 years ago, after Kurt Cobain died, he stopped being a drummer and, well, he switched his main instrument is what he did. And he switched from drums to guitar, started a new band called Foo Fighters. Hilarious name. And it's a great band. And for this last, their latest album, which is their eighth album, their most ambitious to date, they decided to go across the country and record a song in various studios. They record a song in a number of different studios all across the country. So it's the story of the band. They're recording this album, the songs that they record in, and then they also investigate the recording studios that they record in, interview musicians from that city, and investigate the musical subculture in the city that they're recording in. And it's one of the best American music documentary video series that I've ever seen. It's excellent. I recommend it. I've been involved in music and audio recording for many years, and this is just a great, great video series from HBO. I've been engrossed in it. And they go from city to city. Each city is, or each episode focuses on one city and one studio in the city, and then their experiences and interviews in that city. They've done Los Angeles, they've done Washington, D.C., they've done Nashville, they're doing, I believe, New Orleans next. It's great. And they've done Chicago as well. So just excellent. Here's a preview audio from the series so you can get a sense of what it is like.
I really believe that the environment in which you write or record an album influences the musical result.
It's great.
It all started with the idea of recording at different studios all over the country.
Hello, Chicago.
Welcome to the Big Easy.
Working with different musicians.
Punk just seemed kind of a joke to me. Until seeing the Bad Brains, we decided, like, we're going to do this.
Producers and studio owners.
I'm very pleased that we were able to make a studio that has survived for all the people that I consider my brothers.
You can tie all of these people and places together with these sonic highways.
The first question I always ask everybody is, where are you from?
Chicago. It's always been a mecca for music.
L.A., New York, Austin,
New Orleans.
To get to Nashville and be on the Grand Ole Opry, that was my first dream.
D.C. is go-go. I would assure you that even Obama got a go-go tape somewhere up in there.
This is a musical map of America.
Cities are changed by the people that go there, but the cities change them as well.
Queens, New York, that's where you learn toughness.
No one came out of the Seattle hip-hop scene, and we were like, we're going to make hip-hop music, and it's not going to sound like anything else.
From the origins of blues to the birth of hip-hop and punk, we've pulled up the family tree of American music.
American music, it's about people rejecting what is already there to create something entirely new.
To find inspiration for the next Foo Fighters record.
I was worried about the first song we were tracking because it's a complex song.
This is the studio that I was most looking forward to visiting. It's like my bedroom from when I was a teenager.
I know that my music has been influenced by all those different cultures.
It's a chronicling of a journey to unravel our musical identity.
It's important to have this history be living.
Buddy Guy's story is so unbelievable.
I could take a button on a string, we go zoo, zoo.
A young boy making instruments from buttons and strings, becoming a blues legend.
My earliest memories of DC was Trouble Funk.
Being in my room,
hearing the Beatles records.
The
This isn't just the making of our most ambitious album.
We got Rick Nielsen on our record.
I got a metal chill. Like, oh.
This is a love letter to the history of American music.
Yeah. Wow. Wasn't that good? Now, the Foo Fighters music is pretty hard rock, so that may not quite fit the taste of some Spectrum 360 listeners, but it may very well fit the taste of a lot of other Spectrum 360 listeners. So take your pick. Now, here's a little bit more information about the Foo Fighters.
Finished the Sound City movie, and I thought we could go all over the country and make a record where each song is recorded in a different studio.
Mostly wanted to pick cities that meant something to us. So we've got Seattle, where Dave made the first Foo Fighters record and has his history with Nirvana.
We went to Chicago and recorded with a producer that Nirvana had worked with. And Washington, D.C., which is where I grew up and became a musician. In Los Angeles, we went to a studio way out in the desert.
It kind of feels like we've already toured the U.S.
and we haven't even finished the record
yet. Yeah, we should just fucking break up.
Well, I wasn't heading there. But.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't want to break up to you. No way. Basically, we come to a city and we start recording an instrumental because I interview all of these different musicians from that city.
It's given him a whole new way of writing lyrics. He was like, I'm gonna take sentences from the interviews and write a song.
If you go to Nashville, you have to talk to Dolly. If you go to Austin, you have to talk to Willie. If you go to New York, you have to talk to Chuck D. It's all over the map. We talked to LL Cool J, Guns N' Roses,
Joan Jett,
Buddy Guy,
Mike D,
Bonnie Raitt. So the finale of the episode, when you see us performing the song, you'll recognize all of these references from stories that you've heard in the last hour.
I came to appreciate places in the country that, in a way that I never had before.
I really like falling in love with cities that I actively disliked before.
The whole Sonic Highways concept came up out of trying to explain it's those sonic highways that connect all of these people and places together. Check it out on HBO.
Yeah, so that's more information for you. I mean, it's just a very good series about American music. We're going to finish the program and get close to the end here with one song by the Foo Fighters. This is Outside. This is recorded during the video episode that they did in the Los Angeles area, where they went to the Rancho de la Luna studio outside of Los Angeles in the desert, and they recorded this song. They documented the process, they documented the studio, they documented the culture, the musical culture of Los Angeles, and this is the song that they recorded in that studio. Remember, they're doing one song in each studio that they visit, so they are completing their album as they're doing this. Now, this is the song that they recorded there. It's a little hard. I like it. I hope you do too. Listen.
Thank you.
Wow, wasn't that good? That is the Foo Fighters, and that's the song Outside. They're really, really good.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
Okay, we're coming to the end of this edition of Spectrum 360. This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 17th of November, 2014. This is program 45, I believe, for this year. Yes, we've had a great year in Spectrum 360. We're going to have another great year next year. We're going to continue on, and we're going to reschedule some of the segments that have been delayed because of all the pressing coverage that we've had, but we'll be having the interview with the president of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. We'll have reporting from the School of America's Watch in Columbus, Georgia. All that's going to be on the next program, so I want you to stay tuned for that next week. Thank you so much. Spectrum 360, like us on Facebook. Woo! Remember the podcast.
Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.